This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, 1,000 pictures is worth a lawsuit. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. A lawsuit involving Thomas the Toy Train? Good grief, what's the world coming to? This case got started when HIT Entertainment, which owns the copyright to the popular Thomas and Friends train characters, decided to license Learning Curve International to make Thomas toy figures. Learning Curve, in turn, hired Daniel, a professional photographer, to take pictures of the toys for promotional purposes. Learning Curve used Daniel's services for about 4 years, then continued to use the pictures after they let him go. But Daniel decided to register all the photos for copyright protection, and then sued Learning Curve and HIT Entertainment for copyright infringement. The court that first heard the case held the photos were derivative works under the Copyright Act, so Daniel had no right to copyright them. But the appeals court reversed, stating that Daniel could copyright the photos to the extent there is incremental original expression, that photos can, in essence, be an original work of art. So when you hire a photographer, make sure the contract is exactly what you want it to be, because although you may shudder to think of it, you never know what trouble will develop at the end of the line. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.